Question from Jugal Prabhu. Is debating wrong? Answer: no, not at all. It depends on what one is debating for. Debating is basically a material skill, and that material skill can be used in Krishna's service. So, in the whole Vedanta Sutra, Baldev Vidyabhushan is basically carrying out a written debate, establishing the essential conclusion of the Vedic literature as contrasted with all other philosophies. And that Govinda Bhashya is a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, where Vyasadev is actually establishing Vedanta as the highest philosophy as compared to the other systems of philosophy that were present at that time. So debating certainly has respectable precedence in the Vedic tradition. Now when we debate, we have to have a clear objective. We don't want to just intellectually beat down people and prove to them that we are right and they are wrong. Our goal is to help people understand that it is not that I am right and you are wrong. It is that God has given a message and God's message is right. And because of certain misconceptions which we have got from various sources, we are misunderstanding God's message. So what we have to do is hope to clarify those misunderstandings. Generally, if our arguments stem from the ego, then they attract other people's egos. And then the whole thing becomes, once the ego goes into a defensive, it becomes very hostile and impenetrable. And even the best arguments are just rebuffed off by irrational tricks and excuses, so that there is no honest discussion and knowledge transmission. So therefore, if we do it in an attitude of trying to serve that person, serve Krishna, and establish in a logical and systematic way the essential truths of life, then that can be a valuable service. So if people are chronic debaters who are interested in debating not for truth's sake but for debate's sake, then it is best not to spend our time on such people. But otherwise, debating can be quite valuable. Thank you.